we're reminded that the word is equivalent to the term Lord. And so what the term describes is that aspect of the Lord which is made visible, or what becomes available to us in our mental awareness. So that is the word. The word is the Lord manifesting as truth, as the divine truth. And so being from the Lord, it is the Lord. And when you start to break down the various aspects of the word, we have the letter of the word and we have the spirit of the word. Now, the letter of the word is the Lord in a form that can be ground in our natural awareness. So the letter of the word serves as a body for the spirit of the word. Because as to our natural understanding, only things expressed in natural terms can be grasped. But once the word places itself within our mind, then what is more interior can be brought forth as we are willing to work with the word to apply it in an effort to identify through self-examination sins, and then to shun those sins as evils against the Lord. So I just want to deal with the term church now. When we take this term and we understand it spiritually, which means we understand it as a mental state or a belief structure, we will see that it has nothing to do with religious organizations in the world, but refers to the understanding of spiritual realities that exist within the human mind. Where this understanding is natural or sensual, then nothing of a genuine spiritual nature can be comprehended. Natural thinking can only grasp natural ideas. Anything of a truly spiritual quality is rejected by natural thinking as having little or no value. In fact, natural thinking disregards spiritual realities as non-existent. So the term church refers to the spiritual quality of a mind. Hence, the quality of a church is according to its understanding of the word. So the kind of understanding being spoken of here is not an understanding of dogma or the concepts that make up a body of doctrinal teaching. You can know such teaching as information and knowledge, but information or the ability to recite the doctrinal tenets of a doctrinal position is not the understanding of the word being spoken of. To have an understanding of the word means to have a clear sense of what it is and why it is needed. And then it follows that if this is truly understood, we would be using the word for the purposes for which it is given, which is the regeneration of the human mind. To have the word and not engage with it as the basis for self-examination and repentance, in fact, shows an acute lack of understanding of the word. And this is the case regardless of how well one is versed in biblical and doctrinal knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is given as a means to an end, and that end is the regeneration or salvation of the human race. And it can only become a stumbling block if it is taken as an end in itself. Knowledge of spiritual realities can't in and of itself regenerate the human mind. The only thing that can regenerate the human mind is the practice of that knowledge. And as that knowledge is practiced, so then the Lord enters in and is able to do the work involved in our regeneration. And so following on from this, we read in the Doctrine of Sacred Scripture, number 77, "The word is the word according to the understanding of it in a man, that is, as it is understood. If it is not understood, the word is indeed called the word, but it is not the word with the man. The word is the truth according to the understanding of it, for it may not be the truth because it may be falsified. The word is spirit and life according to the understanding of it, for its letter, if not understood, is dead." And continuing on from the doctrine of sacred scripture number 78. Further, it is through the word that the Lord is present with a man and is conjoined with him. For the Lord is the word, and as it were speaks with the man in it. The Lord is also divine truth itself, as likewise is the word. From this it is evident that the Lord is present with a man and is at the same time conjoined with him according to his understanding of the word. For according to this the man has truth and the derivative faith and also love and the derivative life. The Lord is indeed present with a man through the reading of the word, but he is conjoined with him through the understanding of truth from the word. And according thereto, and in proportion as the Lord has been conjoined with a man, in the same proportion the church is in him. The church is within man. The church that is outside of him is the church with a number of men who have the church within them. This is meant by the Lord's words to the Pharisees, who asked when the kingdom of God would come. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. Here, the kingdom of God means the Lord, and from him, the church. So, the thing to be aware of is that because there is a marriage of the Lord and the church in the word, when received into the human mind, brings about a marriage of the Lord and the church in us, which is the marriage of good and truth. So this psychoactive quality of the word to conjoin levels of the mind is only known because of the revealing of the spiritual sense of the word, or that level of meaning contained within the word that supports the application of its truths to the life of the mind. The regeneration of the human mind is the product of the marriage of goods and truths within the mind. As goods and truths on different levels of the mind unite, the mind becomes one harmonious mind from inmost to outmost, and so is made whole. And this is accomplished by the activity of the Word as the Lord. In other words, the marriage in the Word isn't something passive, but is something that replicates itself within the human mind when the word is received with affection. So this brings us to the doctrine of sacred scripture, number 83. And in speaking of the life of the will and the understanding, it states this: in this way a man has the life of truth and the life of good, the life of truth in his understanding from the will, and the life of good in his will through the understanding. This is the marriage of truth and good with man, and also the marriage of the Lord and the church in him.